Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. On Wednesday, Oakland Raiders head coach Tom Cable, as well as cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah, spoke with the Houston media via a conference call, and Cable was the first one to talk.
Coach, I want to start off talking about the game last year. The Texans were coming off a big win, and you guys were able to beat them pretty well at your place. What did you do that enabled you to have success against them?
Well, you know, they're a good football team last year, and, you know, we had some opportunities in that football game to get a lead and then maintain the lead. You know, fortunately for us, it turned out our way. The weather was horrible, if you remember, and that probably helped us.
How were you able to limit Andre Johnson? He only had two catches for 19 yards last year. Was that all Nnamdi Asamoah?
No, I really think that, you know, that's luck. So that guy's a great player. You got to do a number of things to try and contain him, if you will. I don't know that you can take him out of the game or anything like that. You know, again, probably weather conditions and all that had something to do with it last year.
Do you plan to stick Asamoah on him the whole game?
Well, we really have never done that, so I don't know why we would now. We've done some matchup, but not, you know, for a whole game or anything like that.
Talked about Asamoah. He doesn't get a lot of stats because he doesn't get thrown at a lot. Can you talk about just how good of a player he is?
You know, he's very good. He's the thing I'm excited about for Nnamdi is that he's improving his tackling. I think he's a much better tackler than he was a year ago. He gets the ball thrown at him probably a little more than people like to write about or whatever that is, but he does a good job of defending it. But I'm pleased with him. I think he's becoming a better tackler.
Through three games, what are your biggest concerns about your team?
Well, I think there's a number of things. You know, we're struggling to throw the football. We're struggling to run the football and find our identity there offensively. And then, you know, defensively, I think it's just being better tacklers and more productive on first and second down.
Can you talk about Jamarcus Russell a little bit? Because he's had some great flashes so far, but, you know, right now he's down near the bottom of the league in passer rating and completion percentage.
Well, you're right. He's had some flashes, and we need to be more consistent with him. And that's, you know, a responsibility I think that he is embracing. Hopefully we'll have a breakthrough here soon.
What's been the issue with the running game? Because you have some guys, obviously, with a lot of talent and can break big plays at any time, but what's been holding it back so far?
You know, I don't think we blocked it well. I don't think we ran it well. You know, we've been kind of overrunning some things, and the fact that we don't have a passing game, I think we've tried to probably rely on it and, you know, make some things up as we go, trying to create things, and that's just not who we are, what we can't do.
Coach, a lot has been made of the Texans' inability to stop the run. In the same way that y'all have gotten a lot on, you know, offense not doing as well. Is too much being made of that this early in the season?
It is. Both teams are 1-2. Both teams have had their struggles. We're probably both very aware of where our issues are. And, you know, the issue here is the Oakland Raiders for me, and I'm sure with Gary, it's the Houston Texans. It's not so much about each other or the opponent. We need to take care of ourselves, and I think, you know, that's really what's going on.
When you watch the film, what do you think about the way Matt Schaub has played so far this season?
I think he's playing well. I was in Atlanta with him. I knew he was a good player then, and I think he's having a heck of a year so far.
Pro Bowl cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah also spoke with the media, and he has his hands full Sunday against the Texans.
You talk a bit about Andre Johnson and just the challenge he presents to corners around the league.
Well, now you're talking about one of, if not the top receiver in the league. Anytime you get a guy with his size and his strength and his speed, you're going to have some matchup problems, and there's a lot of ways that that he can hurt you, whether it's running the ball, whether it's deep, whether it's short. He's got all the intangibles. So he always presents a problem for any corner around the league.
You've had a tremendous amount of success against him when you've been on him, though. What's your secret?
I guess no secret. I mean, whether I've had success on him or not, he's still been a challenge. You know, he's been one of my greatest challenges that I've faced each week. It's like each year, it's one of those things where you look at the schedule and you see who the top guys are that you're going to face. And you see Houston on the schedule, you know you're going to have a battle anytime you're going to have to play against that super receiver. So I don't know. I just play my game and try my best and see, you know, see how successful I can be. But he's a great player.
And you tend to stay rooted on one side. You haven't shadowed Andre. At times it seemed like you have, just because he's been shut down so nicely by your secondary. But that's true, right? I mean, you'll play the same position no matter where he lines up.
No, that's not true. I think every year that we play him, there's a plan together where I'll be on him, you know, majority of the time, not all the time, but there'll be a lot of situations where he goes to the left or the right or wherever he goes, where I'll end up on him. But it won't be every single snap.
Uh-huh.
As far as game plans in the past, it's never been every snap, but we've always had some sort of plan together.
Have you guys developed a personal relationship?
Yeah. You know, I'm sure we'll talk more after the game as opposed to before the game, but... yeah, definitely. You know, I've known the type of talent he was since high school. I've met him since college and you know, in the Pro Bowl and all that stuff. So, yeah, we have each other's number. We talk in the off season every now and then. So he's a really good guy.
And you're not the kind of guy to you don't talk a lot on the field.
No, I don't talk a lot of trash on the field. And guys really don't talk that much trash to me, when they do, I just laugh.
It's a business.
I really don't get into it. I'm trying to stay a little more focused.
The opposite of Cortland Finnegan.
The complete opposite. Yeah, flipping around. He's going to be running his mouth and being aggressive. So, yeah, no, complete opposite from that.
With Andre, do you see a guy who has been able to improve every year? I imagine that's a key to long-term success in the league.
Yeah, you just see consistency. I mean, you just see a guy that he came into the league a star. You know, we came in the same draft class, and he was, you know, a top three pick, if I'm not mistaken. But he's always held up that, I guess that status. You know, he's never dropped below what he should have been. You know, he came in a top pick, and he's always played that way. And those are some of the things that you respect about him. He's just consistently been a top receiver.
Now, in 2004, you started at strong safety against Houston, and he had a really big game. Where was the evolution for you as a safety and a safety to a cornerback? People didn't just figure out that you were obviously a corner?
And I appreciate your research there. Yeah, I did. We went back to Houston, and I did start at a strong safety that game, but I still didn't play that much that game. But the evolution was, it's difficult. It's difficult anytime you're switching from safety to corner, in particular, a man-to-man corner. But I guess it was just one of those things where repetition and practice and determination and all those types of things, it'll allow you to overcome any obstacles that you have to go through. It was a tough transition, but you know, within 3 years, I was able to make it happen.
Did you want to be a corner?
You know, coming in, I didn't, because I was very comfortable playing safety in college. And I came here and, you know, Mr. Davis saw that I could run and do certain things at the corner position. So he said he'd give it a try. I was definitely reluctant to do it, just because I knew the type of play. I mean, if I was going to a cover two team, then I probably wouldn't have had any problem. I'd have said, sure, you know, let's try it out. Get to bang the receiver and then just play zone. But coming in and playing, man, it was something that played on my mind a little bit. So, no, I didn't want it, but it looks like it worked out.
With Andre, are the yards after the catch as much a component for you to be worried about as the catch itself?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you watch teams that play him around the league, and a lot of times when he catches the ball in space, he's able to turn it up for, you know, a considerable gain. So those are some of the things that you always have to key on when you got a guy like him or the other physical guys in the league, Bolden or Steve Smith or Brandon Marshall. Those are the guys that anytime they catch the ball, no matter where you are, you got to swarm them to bring them down, because he can always turn it into a big play.
What, you know, you obviously, of course, money talks loudly, but obviously you're a Raider. What's it going to take for the franchise to turn the corner and go back to being the Raiders that we remember from our childhood?
Yeah, you know, it's gonna take a lot of determination, I guess, by the group. We're gonna have to be a lot more focused, and we're gonna have to believe in ourselves a little bit more. And you know what? We're really close. I know a lot of people don't. A lot of people can't see that, you know, from the outside looking in. They're you know, probably thinking, oh, this team isn't going to do anything, you know, they'll be terrible. But, you know, from my point of view and from the guys here, we think that we're really close. We know that we're really close to turning it around. It's just a matter of a couple of good things happening for us, I guess, to get that momentum going. I don't think we're that far off right now.
Do you look at the Texans or another club who's also very close to maybe breaking through and becoming a playoff team?
Yeah, we definitely see them as, you know, we saw them as that. We don't look at it as motivation, like, oh, look what they did, but we can see that in the Texans. They have that type of power, that type of ability to turn the corner. They almost made the playoffs last year, so, you know, and no one talks down about the Texans. It's never like they're a terrible team. It's always like they're that mid-range, you know, they might get into the playoffs and, you know, might not, but they're one of the teams that you can never sleep on. So, you know, there's a lot of respect that we have here for that ball club and the coaches.
Well, when you joined the Raiders, of course, you were, you know, coming off of the Super Bowl, tremendous legacy. I mean, you never would have dreamed you would have gone through the losing you've gone through, right?
Oh, not even close. I mean, first of all, when I was drafted, I looked at the team that drafted me. I said, wow, this is a team full of, you know, Hall of Famers and All-Stars, and they just came from the Super Bowl. Looks like we're going right back. It couldn't have been any better situation for me. And then, you know, it just didn't work out that way. So, no, you never imagine that you're going to be winning four games a year pretty much every year. You know, you're expecting to lose four games a year. So,
definitely
a shock. And definitely something that I've wanted to be a part of the turnaround with.
The Texans look like they have a lot of star quality. I mean, you can name people like Andre Johnson and Mario Williams, but I guess maybe it shows how hard it is to put it all together in this league, whether it's Oakland, Houston, whoever.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, every team is talented. You know, every team's got some level of star quality, and the coaches are all here. They've all done it before, but you know, that's why we play the game. That's why we go out on Sundays. I think if we could figure out who was going to win, then it wouldn't be any fun, you know. And teams scheme other teams and try to figure out what the other guys are trying to do to them, and it's like a chess match. Whoever outsmarts the other guy on that given Sunday is going to win. So, you know, it's the reason we play the game. It's the joy of the game, is that you just never know what's going to happen from week to week.